Senate Bill 160, an act to prohibit the offering of post-secondary education credit or degree by non-accredited institutions.
Senate Bill 160, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative McCoy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body. Senate Bill 160 is a bill that prohibits individuals, businesses, or institutions from offering college credit in South Dakota unless they participate in federal financial aid and are accredited in our state. There will be a friendly amendment brought on by Koistinen to deal with the federal financial aid part of this. A couple days ago, because I thought that this was going to be brought to the floor at that time, I gave everybody black and white pictures of the Stanton University. On the front, you will notice that at 3213 West Main Street, Suite 198 in Rapid City, South Dakota, it says there is a Stanton University. Well, when you turn, you drive up to that address, you will find this, mailboxes, etc. Not Stanton University. This is a big problem in our state, and unless we have this bill go through, our South Dakota Attorney General cannot prosecute or do anything to these people. There's been letters written to our Attorney General. They don't even spell his name right, but anyhow, they have a doctorate that they've gotten from these colleges. And we need this so that they can fix it. I will stand by for questions. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Koistinen.
Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment at the desk.
This will be 160 CE. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Koistinen, comments on the motion to amend.
Well, the reason I'm bringing this motion to amend forward is because in the criteria of that was established or is being established in here is only those colleges or universities that get any federal financial assistance. And there are colleges around the nation that have opted not to take any federal monies whatsoever. And possibly down the road here a ways, there might be colleges or universities in this state that would opt to not want to receive any federal funds. And consequently, I'm offering the amendment that would, and it was written by Department of Education, I was talking with Representative McCoy on this, and they wrote it out. It's a friendly amendment. It just includes in the criteria where a regional accrediting agency recognized by the United States Department of Education, etc., and to be included in that criteria, so it's either this or what is currently in there.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the Koistinen motion to amend 160 CE. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Bill is amended. Further remarks on Senate Bill 160 as amended? Hearing none. Those in favor of Senate Bill 160 as amended will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will have to voting machine members to vote on Senate Bill 160 as amended.
Representatives Garnas, Lentz, Adelstein, and Elliott, do you want to? All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 70.
Senate Bill 160, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. The title is deemed agreed to. At this time, it's my understanding that on behalf of Representatives Frisley and Koistinen, the Howard senior class is in the gallery, and it includes members of their first ever B Champion Wrestling Team. If you would please stand, we'd like to recognize you. I take it the wrestlers are on the left side of the body here. Okay. I've also been asked to announce that Brenda Foreman, who is a lobbyist with the South Dakota Association of Cooperatives, there's a legislative version of a baby shower behind the speaker's podium here, and they've been asked to have you come back and give your good wishes at 2:30, which is about right now.